Good morning. 926 on 11/27. 9:26 in the morning. Remember, you know, I used to do this daily podcast thing. I haven't walked in like 5-6 days. It's a cold morning, 35 degrees. I got my parka on. Feel like crap. I'm walking anyway. I figured if I waited until I felt well, I probably would never walk again, so I better get out. Well, that's been happening. The biggest problem was apparently I had an infection. Still kind of fighting it, but that was what was making me feel headachy and feverish. I didn't actually have a fever, I just felt like I did. Although, periodically I did spike up just a little bit. Part of the problem with me and fevers is that my form of arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, or now I guess it's blossomed into psoriatic spondylitis. It's a gene-linked arthritis. It's not a... 18 minutes, 2 seconds, not bad for a first mile after so many days. It's not a normal arthritis, it's a gene-linked arthritis. So what happens is that every once in a while, for no reason whatsoever, I'll be sitting around and get a fever. Spike up to 101, sit there for half an hour, shivering, and then drop back down to normal. And it's tedious. That's what it is. Very tedious. And cold weather can occasionally trigger it. So if I take a chill, where most people would take a chill and, you know, put on a sweater and everything would be fine, I take a chill, my body goes into overdrive to try to make up the lost heat, which is a problem. So anyway, I weighed in just before Thanksgiving. I don't know if I talked to you since then. 181 pounds. I think I said down 4 pounds in 4 weeks, so that's my goal. I suspect I've lost another pound and a half in the last week, because in addition to not feeling like walking, I felt like eating. Thanksgiving Day was a little bit of turkey, mashed potatoes, cornbread pudding. I don't really like cornbread that well, but I do make cornbread pudding. And yesterday was supposed to be turkey bone soup, but I lost track and burned on the chicken, the turkey bones. Turkey bone soup is a tradition at the house where we take the carcass and cut the meat off it and then make a stew out of the bones with beans, white beans, and the beans absorbed all the stock. I wasn't paying close enough attention. That was on high boil and it should have just been on simmer. They boiled dry. Of course, nobody was upstairs, so it wasn't until my wife said, "Is something burning?" that I realized that I was in trouble. And I suspect that the pot will be salvageable, but pretty much nothing in it will be. So there's that. So I've been fighting this sort of infection. I'm not sure how well I'm enunciating at the moment, because I've had a lot of dental work in the last 24 hours. I have to call an endodontist about a root canal that may have gone bad. I have to call him today. That's where the infection is. And then I had the last of the big three dental appointments yesterday. And it turns out I was supposed to have contacted the endodontist about the tooth that they were going to work on yesterday. And I thought it was about the tooth that they did work on the previous time, that it needed a root canal and I had to go see him to get it done. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. On the long run, it worked out just as well, because about the time they touched a drill to the tooth in question, they said, well, we'll see what's there. We'll take the decay out and see how we're doing. About the time they touched the drill to the tooth, it shattered, and they spent the next hour and a half or so pulling little bits of tooth out of my gum. And I was sedated. I didn't care. The only thing was yesterday was I felt really wrung out. Between the fever, not eating, headachey, and they shot me so full of Novocaine that I chewed on the side of my tongue, so that's sore. But that was yesterday. Today I'm feeling somewhat better. Not great by any means, but after so many days of not walking, and after saying the other day that I'll be back on Tuesday, I felt some obligation to do what I said I'd do. I've dropped the ball on so many other times, which reminds me, if I can remember it, I have to pay for the South Coast cover. The guy, Chris Stevens in the UK, actually sent me a finished cover about, well, by now it's a month ago, and I had a couple of problems with it, but I never saw the prototype. I never saw the email. I'm not quite sure. It was probably on one of those days where I wasn't tracking too well, and I got 400 email messages, and it just fell to the bottom of the queue. But I have to pay him, because the new cover is ready. So it's pretty good. I like it. It's what I was looking for. And we'll see whether or not it's attractive enough to sell a book or two. We'll have to get that paid for so that I can get that book out. Also have to write that check to Sky and Telescope for the sky charts so that I can put the paperback versions of the share books together after I get the ebook versions. The to-do list is still there. I haven't managed to do anything else on the to-do list. Just getting by from day to day has seemed like a struggle. And I talked to my therapist about it, and she was like, dude, persistence. The thing is, if I don't get it done today, that's a failure for today, but it's not a failure for tomorrow. Tomorrow I have to try again. And every day, as long as I try again, every day is a little bit better. So I still can't quite focus. Between the hole in my gum and the swelling in my jaw, it's a little bit difficult. It's a little bit difficult to eat, let alone think. But it stopped bleeding. I'm not bleeding anymore, and I think there's a good clot in the socket, so with any luck I won't have dry socket. An insult to injury, or I guess injury to injury. The dentist called this morning. They have me on schedule for cleaning on Thursday. It's like, no, I don't, not Thursday, tomorrow, Wednesday. I don't think I'm going to be in any kind of shape to get back in the chair this week. I have to get a hold of the endodontist and get this infection taken care of before I have anybody in there scraping away at my teeth. So there's that. So they've rescheduled to mid-December, and they were very, very understanding. I still feel like I've been drugged through a rat hole. I don't know how much of it is residual drug or whatever. I didn't sleep anywhere near as well as I thought I should have last night. Just kind of a pain. Because without sleep, nothing else happens. And today I have both wife and kid home today. So there's probably not going to be any recording done today either. Maybe we can get some I'm gonna get some editing done. At least I get the podcast out. One step forward. Or 2 miles forward, depending on how you look at it. Monk pole. So I have to kind of address my jaw before I start to talk. It's sort of like, okay, where is it now? How do I line my teeth up? It's very weird. Part of it is because the tooth that they took out was one that was really kind of out of place. It didn't sit well with the one underneath it. And they worked on the one underneath it as well. So I've got... My jaw feels much more natural now than it has in months. But it's an adjustment so that I get the teeth and tongue in the right place to speak. Yesterday I was slurring a lot, lisping a little bit. It was, part of it was the numbness, and part of it was trying to figure out where my mouth was. But I'm ready for some food. I'm ready for some real food. I'm ready for food. I can't have any today. Soft food, soup. Luckily, I love pumpkin pie. We had a pumpkin pie. Operative word had. I finished it for breakfast. A little carb, a little veg. Not much protein. But I had an omelet last night for dinner. It was just a little smoked gouda. It was very tasty, I think. What little I could taste. I have to get some groceries today. Kids are giving me dirty looks because we ran out of apple juice and something else that they want. I can't remember now. I'll think of it probably when I get home. But I need to make a grocery list and go get some groceries today. I have to call the endodontist when I get back. Nose is going to run off my face before I get back. I'm in no condition to chase it. So, yeah, between the distractions from outside the house and the holiday, I felt really... spent a lot of time with the family over the long weekend. We played games, chatted a bit, had Thanksgiving dinner. Kids were home for 4 days and went back to school yesterday, and this morning daughter gets up with some sort of chest crud. It's because she doesn't sleep, and I gotta figure out something to do about that. I'm gonna give her a choice of giving up her electronics when she goes to bed and going to bed at a decent hour, or losing the door to her room so that we can tell whether or not she's actually playing down and sleeping, not playing Minecraft under the covers or something. Well, her network access goes down at 10 p.m., so it's not that. But she does have a Kindle, she does have a telephone. She does have her laptop, so she can stay up all night and write if she wants. Which is... you know, it's not bad on the weekends, but she's really burnt the candle too much at both ends lately. On the holidays, she's known to stay up most of the night. We got to stop that. She can't do that if she's going to miss school. was okay because she wasn't missing that much school. I say that, but she's been missing school for a long time now, so we gotta get a handle on the health of the kids. And I'm pretty sure, speaking of health, I'm pretty sure my weight has continued to drop. I haven't eaten that much to begin with. And my wedding band is looser on my finger than it was, even with the water weight. I picked up a lot of water in the last 24 hours. And the pants. I walked off without a belt today. And in my 34 waist jeans aren't staying up the way they used to without a belt. Also noticed that I could wear shirts that I haven't been able to wear for a while. I have a collection of pullovers that they're polo shirts. And if I'm overweight, if I'm too pudgy, they don't hang right. They bulge out over my belly. They belly out. But that's, and I put one on yesterday and noticed that, nope, we're not bellying out. So, the walking, although it was interrupted, and the diet seemed to be doing what they need to be. Finished getting these teeth fixed. A long process. So they're talking about bridge work next. That'll be another long process. Cold enough that the breath is condensing on my beard. It's nasty. It's cold. Oh, I'm almost back. It's not a record-setting day by any means, but I'm walking. I'm talking. It's a beautiful day. Take a moment to be in the day. That was my homework for my therapist. I tend to borrow too much from the future, worry too much about the past, and miss out on being in the day, in the moment. So today I need to be in the day. Yesterday I was pretty much in the day. It was like, okay, we're going to deal with this one bit at a time. Side lights are on. I have to shut those off when I get inside. But I made it. On the road again. One more time. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.